Scoopsy.
The Core Pantheon Podcast.
Part of MRAP.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Mel Herbert here. It's time for another Corpsey podcast. That's right, the podcast based on the Corpendium textbook part of MRAP. And what we do here is we talk about some of the things that have come up, some of the controversies, do some teaching points, and go from there. So we got a note about the altitude-related illness chapter. This chapter is authored by Jessica Gerner and Sanjib Bandarai. Now, this chapter covers a lot of stuff, but sort of in summary, remember that when you go up really high, that you can get leakage. Yeah, a little leakage. Nobody likes leakage into your lungs, pulmonary edema, pulmonary hypertension. Get a little leakage into your brain, get a little altered, get a little high-altitude cerebral edema. And the treatment for those is basically descent. That's the first and most important thing. Descent is the most important thing when you're sick with any of these mountain illness-like things. And descent is suggested as like the most important thing to do in the chapter. But one of the readers of Corpendium said, hey, I work up at altitude and I see a lot of these patients and have a couple of disagreements. And this reader noted this when it comes to high altitude pulmonary edema. They often do not descend the patients. They basically give them oxygen in the ER trying to keep their SAT above 90%. And then once they're feeling better and they're maintaining that, they'll send them, you know, basically back to the ski lodge with an oxygen concentrator for a couple of days. And then as their physiology adapts, they're good to stay on the mountain. So that's fine and good, but it's pointed out, but that is not a class one recommendation. Generally, that is something that's considered secondary. That if you've got high altitude pulmonary edema, you should go down the hill. So according to our first author, Jessica Gerner, she said this in response. Look, I looked at the 2019, so pretty up-to-date, 2019 wilderness medicine guidelines that have been reviewed by the experts in the field, and they say this, that descent is really level one. You've got to do that. It's recommended. It's a grade 1A. So for those of us that are not experts that might find ourselves in this position, it's the thing to do. If you've got high altitude pulmonary edema, altered mental status, cerebral edema, come down the mountain at least 1,000 meters or until symptoms resolve. And you should do that with as little exercise as possible. So carry the person down if you can, motorbike, helicopter, whatever it is, because particularly with, say, high altitude pulmonary edema, that exertion can raise your pulmonary pressures and can make things worse. So that's the first thing. Now, it was noted that where this person works is at about 2,500 meters. That's sort of right on the level where you start to get symptoms. And so this person might be getting a series of high altitude pulmonary edema cases, not as bad as places that are much higher. And so, again, this person who works in this ski area is no doubt an expert at this stuff, seeing it all the time. And so they've developed a practice where for the more minor cases, they're probably okay doing what they do. But for you and I, let's remember that descent is still considered the thing to do. But of course, medicine is never one size fits all. So there may be situations and your expertise may allow you to manage these patients a little bit more symptomatically up on the mountain. But descent, oh yes, descent remains the most important thing. Now, the other thing that this person had to say was that, you know, in the chapter, it talks about giving 250 milligrams of acetazolamide for things like high altitude pulmonary edema. But this person suggests that you can use 125 milligrams and you get less side effects. Now, remember, acetazolamide is used both prophylactically to prevent high altitude pulmonary edema or cerebral edema, and also maybe used in the patient with altered mental status, cerebral edema, but not so much in HAPE. We're going to get back to that in a second. And if you go and look again at the guidelines, you find that there's only one study that has been examined for the use of acetazolamide for acute mountain sickness, and the dose was 250 milligrams. And there's actually no studies in pediatrics, but it is given to kids at a dose of 2.5 milligrams per kilogram per dose, Q12 hours, up to that maximum of 250 milligrams. And it is interesting that the guidelines say that acetazolamide is not recommended for high-altitude pulmonary edema. As pointed out by our author, have noted that there's very little studies on it, and because of the diuretic effect, that it might make the hypotension worse. So right now, guidelines say for high-altitude pulmonary edema, as treatment, acetazolamide is not recommended. Now, there is also a lot of other treatments, of course. You know, you've got acetazolamide, you've got dexamethasone, you've got ibuprofen, you've got nifedipine, you've got the sudafenil and other like compounds that are sometimes used for prevention, sometimes used for treatment. It's actually a really interesting area. We're going to dive a little deeper on this soon and get a couple of these experts on the line. But this was just sort of to bring up that this is a really great chapter. Go check it out. Read the deep dive. Everything has a little bit of controversy, but these new guidelines are used extensively in this chapter, and they're really good. They're pretty clear, and they do a really nice job of reviewing the underlying literature basis for their recommendations. You know, it's always been amazing to me that you can basically walk out of the atmosphere to the point where you can kill yourself. Walk out of it, up a hill. That is how small the atmosphere is. You can actually walk out of it, or at least out of the part where you can live. It is unbelievable. And I remember hearing a lecture, I think it was Paul Auerbach, years ago saying, you know, and one of the risk factors for getting these diseases is to be young and fit, because young and fit people run up the mountain and go and go and go and go, and then they get themselves sick. And people like me that are old and go slowly and sit on a rock and go slowly and take days to get up there are often less likely to get it because their physiology has time to change. So there you go. Sometimes it's good to be old and slow. My name is Mel Herbert. The show is Corpsey. It's part of MRAP, which now has Corpendium. Go check it out at mrap.org. And we'll talk to you again soon. Oh, and I should say, we're going to start doing a YouTube version of this, a visual version of this, a sort of a visual representation of the Corpsey show, you know, for the kids that love the YouTube. That's coming real soon. Just working on the tech. Herbert out. Corpsey. The Corpendium Podcast.
Part of MRAP.